Hari Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahavīryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mā Vidviṣāvahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vastadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Bhagavat Sandarbha Deep Bhakti Sandarbha Adhyayana 1 Adhikarana 1 16 in the middle. So here the Srimad Bhagavatam gives a simple definition of the best religion. That religion is the best by which you can develop your devotion and love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How nice this definition is. You may follow Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, it doesn't matter. But the test of your success is how far you've developed love of God. If you have developed your sense of love of God, you have actually followed religious principles. Religion does not mean that you go to a temple, mosque, or church as a matter of formality, observe some rituals, make some donation, and then come back home and do all kinds of nonsense. That is not religion. Suppose someone is said to be great. What is the proof of his greatness? He must have great riches, knowledge, influence, beauty, etc. Similarly, what is the proof that someone is a man of religious principles? The proof is that he has developed a love of God. Then he is religious. Right? So this then gives that, that's the point. So that's where we're saying we're not sectarian, because it's about anybody can follow whatever the background. You know, even if they want to follow the principles that they're following, but is it giving them love of God? If it's doing them, then that's doing what they're supposed to. Right? And if it's not, then, you know, the acharyas have given ways that you can do. You know, so it's like that. So this connection to Krishna, that's the most important element. And so then everything else connecting, if it attains, if it supports that, that's real religion. Right? That's the whole thing that you're trying to get. You're trying to get that aspect. So that's why then before is that, you know, that about the Paro Dharma, it means all the religions, when they're connected to Krishna, they become perfect. When they're connected to bhakti, and they're helping you move forward in pure devotion, then they have a meaning. If they haven't done that, they're not doing that, then that means there's a weakness there. Right? So the direct devotional activities, you know, they do that. You know, because that's just engaging the soul in the Lord's service, according to, you know, I mean, the situation. But if you take further into consideration one's conditioning, how to connect that, those aspects of Dharma, when they're connected, then they become supportive of. So in this way, they become non-different. Right? But if they're not connected to, then they're different. And those religion like that has to be given up, because we're not that. You can say, like Arjuna, he's a Kshatriya. So he's doing Kshatriya Dharma. He's doing the Dharma of that. But if that doesn't bring him closer to Krishna, it has no benefit for the soul. Because, yes, it may be the Kshatriya Dharma, but what does that got to do with the soul? You know, the soul is separate from that. That's the body. That's the particular combination of the modes that create that gross and subtle body. But it's nothing to do with Arjuna. Arjuna happens to be in that body, he may be identifying with that body, but that still doesn't mean that that's what it is. Just because you feel like it doesn't mean that you are. Because, like you said, what's the proof? You have to see it. You know? Does that make sense? You know, so that's the whole thing. Is that this is where that line comes, this is where the problem comes, because we have the attachment to the material energy because we can control and enjoy it. Spiritual energy we can't control and enjoy. Krishna is the controller, that he's the enjoyer. And the energy itself won't allow you to do that. So in other words, the internal potency, the Sup Shakti, then when we start to do that, then transfers into the Maya Shakti. So we're still interacting with the Lord's energy, but we're interacting in the feature of Maya. Instead of Yoga Maya, Mahama. Right? So this switch like this, because of our desire to control and enjoy it, that's always where the problem lies. We want to see it this side instead of seeing it that side. Because if you have the original, it already has everything in the mirror. But as soon as you say, yeah, there's a mirror in the arm, then see, yeah, we just need that. We don't need the other, that's fanatic. The real arm is fanatic. No, the one in the mirror. No, we're being practical for once. Does that make sense? No, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's kind of strange that naturally we're not the enjoyer, not the controller.
Yeah.
And we actually getting what we're looking for from the interaction with the internal energy connected yes. to the Lord.
Yes.
But here, as you explain, it's all upside down. And like you say, it's not about how you feel, but here we feel quite comfortable.
Yeah, so I'm just smiling because somehow of it today when you're looking at me, just the way the mood is very light, I'm seeing them all after a few years.
Wait.
Yeah. I mean, few, you're being nice. Today, tomorrow. But what I'm just saying is that because before it was, there was a similarity, but there was a difference. But today, because you know your mood's very light and all that, so then I was looking at this thing. You know, okay. That's why I was smiling, sorry.
You can see the connection.
Yeah, yeah. Before it was like you can see, okay, yeah, and then there's some similarity, but here is the mood. Is, so you're sorry.
Must be better for the parents when you started talking about their kids.
Do that all day.
Sambandha vidhe and prayer.
Yes, yes. Complete. Complete. Rasa, everything. The tattva of rasa.
So, after all, it's all experiential. It's not. I mean, it's a bit mental, but it's not intellectual. Our process, it's not intellectual as such. Mm-hmm. We want to experience, mm-hmm. you know, bliss, knowledge, yes. and eternity.
Yes, yes.
But then, and from a philosophical point of view, we understand it's unnatural what we do here. Mm-hmm. The whole interaction and, you know, even trying to control material nature, it's not happening. Mm-hmm. But there's an idea which is foreign to us as a soul mm-hmm. that we are controlling. But if we look at it, you know, soberly, mm-hmm. we can't control anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, not within the body, not outside the body, like nothing. Mm-hmm. But this idea is very strange, it's very foreign to our nature. Mm-hmm. But somehow or other it got into us mm-hmm. and it won't leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we try to, I'm just, you know, mm-hmm. looking for myself. I'm trying to, you know, bring it here, then it comes from, it's like constantly mutating, you know, this desire to control and enjoy. If not this, mm-hmm. than that, if not, and it's mm-hmm. it's constantly. Mm-hmm. So this is I don't know. It's really amazing how it
yeah.
works.
So because one has to be amazed as you see the aspect of Lord Shiva in that pastime with the Mohini Murti. At the end, he's not embarrassed because he's been defeated by Krishna's energy. Mm-hmm. You know, he's seeing that. Because he doesn't identify with the external energy. He identifies as a Lord's servant. So he sees, I've been defeated by the Lord's energy. You know, he may be in control of Maya, but ultimately Krishna's in control of Maya. So when Krishna directly takes charge of it, he can't control it. So he's been defeated by Krishna, right? Because he controls it from Mahamaya. But then when Krishna, you know, through his arrangement, when he's controlling it, you know, the internal potency, that defeats him. So it's Krishna's energy that comes up. Because we're tatasta, that's the nature that we are. The tatasta means it's in between. It has that potency. The shakti itself has the potency to bring together the internal and the external in the same place at the same time. Because in the spiritual world, you only see spiritual. There is no external energy. So the jivas can be there, the internal potency is there, everything's there, but it's not connected. I mean, there's no material external energy. But in the material world, the external energy, you can't function without the touch of the Lord's internal energy in the jivas. It's unconscious matter. So it's the tatasta shakti that allows that to happen. Right? So then it's just a matter of he's independent, he gives that independence to the jivas. Right? It means the internal potency, external, is also independent, but it applies its independence to Krishna. Right? We then take the point of it could be either. And so there's this idea just that you can't enjoy like this. Like you see sometimes somebody gets something in their head that this is going to work. Everyone else can see it won't work. And they try and it doesn't work, but they're not convinced. Oh, if I did it this way, it'd work. If I did it that way, it'd work. It's just like in Bengal. Someone was telling me sometime back that, you know, after the, how do you say, because in Bengal you always had the, you know, the CPM is the, you know, Communist Party, Marx, but they're following Russia's communism.
Yeah.
Well, then there's another one, I can't remember what it's called. They're following, maybe it's the CCP or something. They're following the Chinese model. CPI. Yeah, you don't hear much about that.
CPI.
CPI. What is it? Communist Party?
India.
Oh, okay.
CPI, I-M. I-M means Marxist.
Okay, so they're okay. The CPI-M. So. It means Marxist. They take it back. It means communism. Let's get to the point I'm making here, and then it'll make sense in connection with Prabhu's question. Is when Russia the communism collapsed and all that, and then you know I'm sure it's the same thing with time now because they call it a communist party in China, but they're actually pure capitalist dictator. A capitalism, economics, you know, social controlled as a dictatorship. Yeah, so it's kind of like, it will be more socialistic, you could say, but from what I understand is there's no benefits. I asked someone, you know, from China sometime back, he says, you know, do they have, you know, these kind of like in European socialist countries? You get free medicine and this and that, and they take care of it. He said, nothing. You have to work for it. So it's technically pure communism. Pure capitalism. It's even technically more capitalistic than America. Because America, there's the hint that, well, maybe there should be something. They have a welfare and this and that. Though some are more in favor of and some are less. So then, you know, so then there's I've heard that these Bengali guys that are the communist parties in Bengal, then they, instead of saying, you can't say, see, it doesn't work. These great countries tried it. Russia tried it for 70 years. I'm not sure how long China was trying it for, but it was, you know, I think more than that. And so it didn't work. So they gave it up. But then their answer is no. They didn't have the determination. They didn't have the vision. They didn't see that utopian thing. They couldn't stick to it. They were, you know, in other words, they were wimps. They gave up on the thing. So no, but they're you know, that. So that's why we still have it.
You know. That minority here?
Yeah. But there's a lot. It means the maximum were here. Kerala, and then there's a small pocket, I think, in Andhra, the Naxals.
Yeah, Naxals.
Hmm?
Only Naxals. They're
Yeah, they're just so they're like a militant communist. You know, that by you know they go out kill people, this and that. establish, you know, where the end justifies the means and this and that. And so they just somehow or another are under illusion. So it's the soul wants this, and so then Maya provides it. And so then they have these things, so they have their doctrines or philosophy, they hold on to it. You know, like we were saying yesterday, we were discussing about these kind of more, you know, first world social, economic kind of things, the equity, fraternity, liberty, these kind of things. Then as I mentioned, the things that, you know, those in their 60s, 70s, 80s, it's the same thing that they were talking before they joined. It's less, and it's very specific now, rather than being this bigger thing. So Krishna is the main thing in their life, but the anartha left is that little bit of this. You know, why is it that this person is very advanced, therefore why can't they be a guru? It's just that they're advanced. Others are looking at that, you look at the advanced part. No, it's got to be because of their body. You know what I'm saying? You know, or this and that. Everybody's the same and all that. Okay, so then the temple devotees can say, then what's the policy in the temple? You know, as Mataji was saying yesterday, preachers are saying one thing. If the administration says another thing, you have to take the administration. That's the measurement. What happened to the measurement is, no, it's what Prabhupada said. Guru Sadhu Shastra, that's the thing. Then you judge who's right according to how much it connects to Krishna. Of course, you have to maintain the hierarchy, you have to maintain authority, but you have to see authority comes down from Krishna. You know what I'm saying? So these things get stuck in the mind, and we're conditioned to it, we're used to it, it's habit, that's why it happens. Yes? Okay, yes, yeah, so then, yeah.
But
if it'll be that, that's up to the individuals involved. Means as long as there's a system that, yes, okay, so there's a disagreement between the local administrators and other devotees, then that GVC committee will come in and then make a decision on who's actually following Prabhupada's instructions. That'll be up to the maturity and vision of those individuals. But at least that if that's in place, then that means there is you know, there's that understanding. It has to go back to, you know, Prabhupada, and then according to the maturity. Now, if it's a matter of, you know, the structure has to work, the society has to work. So if there's a difference, follow the authority, but you can bring it up to that committee, and then that committee can make a decision, then yes, that will work. It's bureaucratic, it's slow, but the point is at least something's there. Does that make sense? Oh, you don't really have to worry about that so much, because the thing is who's attached to the bureaucracy? It's those individuals, those older individuals. They somehow or another are enamored that, you know, by corporate management and by somehow or another the American, how do you call it? What is that called? The Capitol Hill, especially the C, Congress. You know, that whole overly burdensome bureaucratic system in America. But the funny part is those who are practical people don't like it. They want to make the government as tight and as efficient as possible. You know, it's like the army, you know, lean and mean. You know, you have less people, you actually get more. Less people who are trained and efficient, you get more done, and you have a whole bunch of guys that don't want to be there, like Putin's taking that line. You know? So the thing is they're attached to that, not necessarily others. It's always a principle. You always have it. You know, I mean, the ones that killed Socrates are the bureaucrats, so you always have it. And they always have the problem of free thinkers and stuff like that. That's the thing, is they don't like free thinkers. You know, because they want everybody in control. But at the same time, they claim to be liberal. So it's a very interesting. The modes are such as the farther you go off the center, it has the elements of the other side. It has to be a balance. But if I have 70%, what's missing? 30%, right? So they're having the 70% there, but that means there still has to be 30% from the other side to balance it. The farther over you go this way, they have to have things on the other side. So as you go farther into the left, then they start to become more fascist. And the farther you bring it to the middle, the less fascist. So they'll say, oh, the right is that, because they'll just isolate that aspect. If you analyze what they're doing without the political correctness veneer, then, you know, it's fascist. It's just, they say it, you have to do it. There's no, it's you know, does that make sense? You know, so dictatorship, you have one person, you know, I mean, you can have it also with one person, but it's this unknown committee that you can't deal with. You know, it's just they make the rules and that's it. You know, so it's just, there's no discussion. So it's just dogmatic. So that kind of aspect, that's just a part of conditioning. People try to do it in all kinds of things. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of the conditionings. So this group has that very. In the future, you can't say that. If the mission is growing for 10,000 years, you would expect at least in the middle it'd be at its highest point, right? So that means we're on the side that's going forward. The aspect is more important. Because bureaucracy means you have to be okay with impersonalism, right? Because it's impersonal, you talk as though it's nice. You know? Does that make sense? You know, so these things, they're all, it's like a different incident. So you don't have to worry that it'll be like that in the future. Like that. Because it can't be. At some point, it has to be removed. You know, right now it's flowing, but it's not there. So I wouldn't worry about it. It's actually those who are dedicated to Prabhupada's instructions and mission, they'll be who lead. That's the leading factor. Who's dedicated to what Srila Prabhupada said? That's the main thing. Does that make sense? Yeah. So means worry about that you're going to understand and follow properly, but don't. It's Krishna's mission. It's Lord Chaitanya's. So I mean, you look at before. It's Prabhupada's godbrothers. They weren't really doing any serious preaching. You know, they were fighting over who's in charge and who's the authority. Some went to court and this and that. That's what was going on. Prabhupada went alone, he did it. So it will go on. So whether the exact form now that it is in a particular bureau will go on, that's another thing. But how can it go on? It's not an efficient system. So that's another way you can have faith, is any corporation, any government, any society, anything outside of Krishna consciousness, they tried to use the systems that we're using to run it, it would fall apart. Like immediately. Right? But it's not falling apart. Why? Because Krishna's there. So you can have faith that despite this, devotees are going on, they're advancing, things happen, things are maintained, despite people not being able to, how you say, manage their way out of a wet paper bag. You know? So, does that make sense? You know, paper bag? A bag made out of paper. You have them?
Yes.
Plastic.
Not plastic. Paper ones. Huh. If you make one wet, is it very strong? It's easy to break. You just touch it, it'll break. Right? But we're saying that the management's so bad that if you put them in that paper bag and it was wet, they wouldn't be able to get out. I even heard the other day someone took it a step further. You wouldn't be able to manage your way out of a wet paper bag with both ends open. Because we're talking about, you put them in the top of the bag and then, you know, all they have to do is break out and they can't. So it's just a... yeah. It's not necessarily a flattering example. So the point is Krishna's there, so what's the important part? What is Krishna accepting? Because the system is doesn't have any value as far as leadership. As far as bureaucracy, yes, you need bureaucracies, and as a bureaucracy, they may be putting together nicely following bureaucracy you know, rules, you know, dharma. But as far as leadership, it's absolutely useless. But the point is if in an individual's mind they think this is a very good thing for Krishna, they're trying to do it nicely for Krishna. Therefore, Krishna's accepting that devotion, and because of accepting that devotion, that's why things stay together. But the system itself, like let's say someone goes into the kitchen, they don't really know any cooking, but they sincerely want to do it for Krishna, it comes out okay. But you can't say that their technique is any good. Right? Now, if that they're bad and they say, see, it came out fabulous, I'm a great cook, then that would be wrong. It's because of their humility, that devotion, that surrender, that's why it came out. Because I know myself, what cooking, I know I've done sometimes a preparation technically so perfectly. You just know when you're cooking, you can tell it's done exactly right, everything's right. But then after the offering, when you taste it, there's no taste at all. Because I was thinking, yeah, this is going good. You know, I was into the technique. It had no taste. And other times, I've done things seriously wrong. This preparation can't come out. But I was so worried because I wanted to be, you know, wanted to be nice for Krishna. And you taste it out, it's fabulous. Like that. And so, that's the thing. Krishna's accepting that sincere, that they're working so hard at this because they really think that this is going to work. You know what I'm saying? Anyone's a manager will say it won't. Anyone's a leader will say it won't. But because they've taken that role, they've taken that, they try it, then that sincerity, Krishna's accepting that, and that's why it works. So to the degree of sincerity, it works. Like Prabhupada said in Vrindavan, before, you know, going out for the day's work, the police goes in front of the deities and prays, I'll be able to catch the thief. And the thief goes in front of the deities and says, you know, and prays that I won't be caught by the police. And it's whoever's most sincere is who wins. So for Krishna, it's not about how expertly you manage his material energies, how nicely you do it for him. Now, since you want it to be for him, you want the best result. That's why you would use the material energy according to his laws, not according to speculation. So that's what we're meaning. When the Dharma is connected to Krishna, it becomes perfect. So here you're using a faulty system, but they're trying to do it sincerely, so therefore it will have an effect. But that area where it's not there is, it lacks sincerity, or that moment, then it won't work. Does that make sense? So that's the real thing that's going on. So the cultivation of pure devotion is being talked here, you know, by Sutta Goswami, is quoted by Jiva Goswami as Prabhupada's purport on this topic. Then it's the perfect thing is looking at parodharma means that it's about Krishna. You're performing your duties for Krishna. That's the real duty, is doing everything to please Krishna. And so then the mechanics of it you use according to Krishna's laws, that's even better. The laws are there because that's how Krishna likes it. Right? The king must protect the citizens. It's about individuals. It's not that, okay, you know, what's best for the state is best for the people. No. It's what's best for the state is to run it in a way that it actually is best for the people. But who defines what's best for the people? Also Krishna. Otherwise people would say, well, I want this, I want that. You know, everybody should have a Rolls Royce. And no one should have to work. You know, like that. No, Krishna says you have to do your duty. So Krishna defines what's best for the people, and Krishna defines what's the best way of administration to work for, to make the people protected, and it makes it work. You know, does that make sense? Yeah.
But after the, when it became a very powerful tradition, like Christianity, for example, in the Roman Empire, then not sincere people joined,
okay,
and started to run. And can you see that because Krishna wants to protect Krishna, has this practical duty, and
this is fully spiritual. Means the other, as we see, is religious, it's what people want. But the thing is, since this is Lord Chaitanya's mission, there'll always be that purity to it. Means people who want something else, you can get the mix. You know, the upper sampradayas are Vaishnavism mixed with something else. That's what they are. So that's why they look like they're okay, and devotees may get distracted. The sahajiyas or the caste Brahmins and things like that, they'll think it's okay. But they actually have missed the point. Does that make sense? So the purity will always be there. It's just a matter of the individual. Like Prabhupada said, this mission will go on. It will. It's ordained by Lord Chaitanya. Because before that, it's come and great personalities have come, but Lord Chaitanya is the Yuga avatar, so when you follow that, it will work very nicely. But it's just a matter of, Prabhupada says, it will happen. It's just a matter of who will get the credit. Like Krishna mentioned at the beginning of the battle to Arjuna, these people aren't going home. Right? Nobody's going home. I think seven people went home. You know, about seven was on one side, I think three from the other side. So 10 people total. 640 million, 10 went home. Krishna said, that's just the way it's happening. And Krishna showed in the universal form. He saw all the different people, you know, rushing into the mouths of the universal form and all that. So he said, except for you and a few, that's it. Everybody else is gone. Now, the point is, if Arjuna wants to take part, he'll get the credit. If he didn't, it'll still happen. So that's the thing. The movement will go on. Just who gets the credit? It may appear to not be going as well. You know? But it will go on. Krishna consciousness goes on. Some of the external forms of it, that may have its ups and downs, but it goes on. You know, we had a solid manager here. They gave up doing that, you know. But it's Mayapur's gone on. Pure devotion is still available. You know, and with time, it's slowly, slowly getting a little bit better. Because I mean, none of them could match that individual. Does that make sense? He's one of two of the best, you know, managers in the movement. So, does that make sense?
I have a question. It's kind of off topic, but in the same direction that we were talking now.
The same off topic direction.
Yes. <we're>
in the same off topic direction. We always go in. So. So does that mean there's some condition?
It's a practical question because we're growing as a school.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And at this stage, there's a, like you mentioned, there's a front office and there's a back office. And there's a conflict of interest, obviously. Because it shouldn't be for the management, I mean, the whole system or the whole structure. It should be for people. So my question in a nutshell is that how to grow without losing the personal aspect of the school, because as we started, it was like a family school.
Right.
And it was, you know, we actually knew everybody, and it was like super personal.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody liked it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the fifth year, and it's almost 300 students,
okay.
You know, including mostly internet,
right.
But also some of them here, yeah. Like maybe 25%. So now the conflict is we have to delegate things. We have a team, we have like more than 30 people, just
mm-hmm.
the team,
mm-hmm.
those who run the, internet, so many things.
Internet.
Yes. Yes. But yeah, one manages this, one manages that. You know, different and then groups and years, because we run parallel 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes somewhat in person, but we like to keep it personal.
Mm-hmm.
But the conflict is that when you grow. The personal aspect, you know, waters down. We just can't afford it. So,
okay. Yeah, well, you have to look, you look at it, the aspect is that Krishna means all the three, they're all three features of himself, the person. So the person is there, then he's all pervading, managing everything, and his energies pervade everything. Right? So his energies are everything, he pervades everything and manages it, but at the same time, he's the individual. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the institution itself, it'll have all those elements that it's dealing with, because those have to be organized. But what's the essential part of the Brahminical culture, the school? This is studying and teaching. So that aspect, that's where you find the full face of the person. So if the teacher in the classroom is dealing with the students in that same way, it doesn't matter how much technical backup you have to have there to expand that. You know, it's like the secondary. In other words, the primary is in the classroom. The secondary is all the arrangements made so that that classroom can go on in a bigger way. As before, you have one teacher or a couple of teachers and you just sit around. But as you go, then you have, like you said, 30 people, and I've got the same, who's teaching. That's where the taste is. So even though there's so many people online, if in the class, they're listening to what's happening in the class. They're not listening to the conversations that are being had in a meeting on organization.
Right.
So if that maintains that personal thing, that's what works.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So like the king, he has a bureaucracy. In other words, the kings are supposed to have the bureaucracy.
Yeah.
You know, not the sadhus. They don't need it. So in other words, it's on the wrong level. The highest level isn't bureaucracy. Bureaucracy is at the second level, the operational, where you apply it. They have bureaucracy. Like Prabhupada said, the temple president, secretary and treasurer. So the secretary and treasurer is a bureaucracy. You know, they deal with all those things. You know what I'm saying? And how much some others they do, but they're not the leadership on that level, the sannyasis, probably sannyasis, the preachers, the GBC, they're not a bureaucracy. They're just leadership in Krishna consciousness. Why would you want to get bogged down in bureaucracy when you have this to do? You know, that'd be like saying you're going to fix your car while you're cooking. But why would you do that? You just cook. Someone else can fix the car. It's like cooking is not improved by adding in, you know, adjusting your carburetor or something. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely not. That's what he's saying. It's completely a misunderstanding. You know, well-intentioned, but the level is wrong. You know? Or they're trying to pull things together on this overall international thing is wrong. The international is the Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada's instructions. The local, zonal, that's where you can get it. Because how people do things in Europe, they don't do it in America, and vice versa. They don't want to. You know what I'm saying? They just absolutely would not want to do it that same way. But there's a group of people like that. So you see, is that one part of Europe, they'll move like that. Another part of Europe, they're not like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's different nature. So those areas, then they'll also be a region. India has its region. The Orient has things like that. So everyone has an area that works for that place, those people, those, you know, what's the situation there? It's similar. You know, so that's where it works. So it's there, but you have to understand the top is actually happening in the classroom. So all discussions are happening just so that the classroom is happening in the same way that it was happening in the beginning. So if that's understood, it doesn't switch, then it works. Because since you're doing it, the Brahminical aspect, it's just making it happen on a greater scale. Just like Vishwamitra has 10,000 disciples. So there'll be some organization there to manage 10,000 people and how the classes go on and all that. But the main point is just about the teaching. You know what I'm saying? Because we have minimal things we have to deal with. We don't have to deal with all the different things that the temple has to deal with. They have to have a bigger administration. We just have how much we need to organize it. So if the teachers catch that mood, you know, by association, the teachers have that mood, and by associations, the students get that mood, and so therefore, in the future, when they become students, teachers, the same mood will go on. Same time you have the senior people who have that, and they'll be seeing and going. So that's why it always works. It's not the, you have in the Vedic system, you have someone who administrates is a different person. Right? The lead teacher isn't the administrator. So in the Vedic system, it, you know, in a temple, a mata school, you have the lead people and the that, but you have someone else who does the management. Like in the, like when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had to go to mata. You had the preachers and the sannyasi and those guys. They saw to all that aspect, but the administration was done by a manager. You know, so at the same time as you have to balance the two, but the point is the management is to support the preaching, not vice versa. As soon as that switches, that's where the mistake has been made. So as soon as you think the bureaucracy is the main and everybody else has to follow that, that's already a fatal mistake. The system is already doomed that moment that it switches, because it can't work. People follow people, not bureaucracies. Otherwise, why are all these dystopian books written? What's the common feature about the dystopian? Is that impersonal. Dystopian means you have utopia.
Yes.
Dystopia means the opposite.
Okay.
You know, I'm not talking about as much dystopias like Mad Max or something. But we're talking, you know, before our common, you know, 1984, Brave New World, these kind of things, you know, Animal Farm. It means it's where that group becomes the important thing. It means what was the problem? The problem that you had the farmer, he was the problem. He is the person as a problem against them as animals, as individuals. But then the solution comes out is you have this impersonal group of animals that are managing and everybody else just has to follow them. So it's actually worse than when the farmer was there. But at least the farmer, you know, you can relate as an individual and stuff like that. And you're an individual. But here, now you just become a group that follows a group. So as soon as you get that, that's the whole point. It's been destroyed. That ideal has been lost. So the idea is that the teaching is the main thing, but it's not a matter of power politics, it's a matter of the quality of the experience in the classroom. That's what you're looking for. So you're organizing that happens. So that has to be understood. So it's the same as what's here. The problem comes up because it's the same principle. Is that bhakti as the primary religion and then the support of the secondary religions. Because we tend to make the secondary as the main. Means bhakti can't function without, you know, if it's not managed right, there can't be bhakti. If you're not pious, it can't be bhakti. If you don't have knowledge, it can't be bhakti. But bhakti is independent. That's why it can go on. And so that's the thing that scares bureaucrats, is because preachers and that are independent, because it's just Krishna. And they don't like that. It has to be on a piece of paper that they can move from one thing to the next, one file to the next. Then they feel the control, because if you're in control, you enjoy. So it's just another form of it. These individuals were controlling and enjoying. You know, you saw before. They had such power and stuff like that. They had such nice facilities. This is wrong, because it's for equity, fraternity, liberty. It's for everybody, right? You know, Louis was, you know, had this huge Versailles and all that, you know, but why only he's enjoying it, you know, like that. So the government takes it over. So not only the people in the government enjoy it. The people still don't enjoy it. But when Louis was there, it was open to the public. They couldn't go in the building, but the parks, they could go in as long as they followed etiquette. You know, if they started a bonfire and, you know, killed one of the deer that was wandering around and ate that, there'd be a problem. But if they just went there, cultured people, dressed properly, no beggars could come in there. No business, nothing. You just go in there, enjoy the place like that, you know, during certain hours. It was open. It's not like that now. So the thing is, you know, the name of, you know, like this, then it doesn't. It just becomes someone else's envy and attachment is displayed. So that's the thing. It's just a different form of envy and attachment. And so that's so much better. Srinivas Prabhupada said, drive through a wet stool. You know, oh, the wet stool's so bad. You know, put it on the wall, it's dry, now it's good.
You know. It's interesting that you mentioned that, because some of the advisors already tried to drag us to the second level. They said you shouldn't teach, you should just...
No, that's where the mistake... Oh, that's what I was talking before. So the Vedic system is that preaching, that vision, that Krishna concept, that's the main, the manager is the second. But you see, so therefore Vishwamitra still is the head of the school, and the disciples will manage it. You know, those who have that ability, they'll manage it. You know, it's just like Chopati, it works because it works this way. Maharaj is the head, he gives the vision, he gives all that, he doesn't manage it. Other managers manage it. But as soon as then you take it that he's got to manage everything, that's the moment you see it falls apart. And anybody, the more they try to manage it, the more you see it doesn't work. You know, unless they are a good manager. But you see with time, they'll naturally put in place all their people, and because they know management, they'll be checking just to see that it goes nicely and make some more comments when they see where there's a lack. But otherwise, any good manager, a good manager manages his way out of being the manager. You know, if he's still the micromanager, he's absolutely not a manager. A good manager, like TKG, he just sat in his room. He sat in his room, he did his work, he did his studying, he did his writing, he'd meet people, he'd have lunch with people, you look at it, that's all that's going on. And then, you know, he's controlling the whole world. He knows everything, everywhere, about everybody. You know? So that's, he would be the example of lazy intelligence. You know, Bhavananda would have been the active intelligence. But it's just, that's the thing, the person, you think TK, you think the person. You know? Bhavananda, you think the person. But these others, that's not about the person. It's about the, they take backup from the bureaucracy. So it's just, you know. Them as an individual is great, but they're having a trouble combining the two. Does that make sense? So the mistake is made, you see, it's one of the mistakes, and this is pointed out by a person who was the best teacher in the state, in New York. He was the best teacher, got the award for the best teacher in the state. He was there for 3 years, he was recognized for that. He made the point, one of the main problems he was talking about in modern, but specifically American school management, is they take the best teacher and make him the principal. And because of that, he's not teaching anymore. He doesn't teach. So actually, with time, he's, for the first few years, it's not so bad, because he has. But you give it, you know, more time, he's totally out of touch. He wouldn't be able to teach those students. He wouldn't be able to teach the stuff. So the whole point is the teachers teach. They don't. Others can manage. You don't. A new bhakta can manage the stuff we're doing. You know, the office work. You know. Does that make sense? Like you're doing stuff that you're saying. 30 people are involved. They don't have to do some of the work. They don't have to be teachers. But teachers have to be teachers. Point is you can get a manager. There's more managers than there are teachers. Right? So that's the whole point. Is you have one manager, you have a whole bunch of, you know, I mean one teacher, you have a bunch of managers, then you have a huge amount of, you know, entrepreneurs. Then you have everybody else. So the whole point is that's the fatal mistake again, trying to make those preachers and leaders like that into the managers. One, you can't do it, you know, and two, it's why would you do it? Why if the organization is to support the preaching, why would you take the preachers and make them managers? You should take people who are managers and let them do that. Because the whole point is they don't start managing early, they don't manage when they're older. They manage in the middle when they have that fire that, you know, to do. And so, but the preaching you can do from the beginning to the end. The manager has to retire. He has to retire. You know, so in other words, the president of the temple, he's running it, but at some point he's got other things. He would become like the elder in the temple. They may take advice because he knows how to run it. But if they're running it, why would he get involved? He'll give the classes, preach, go out, do programs, you know, travel, cultivate the devotees, train the brahmacharis, train the community. That's millions of times more important than administration. Millions of times. And anybody who says otherwise, one is not a manager, or is only a manager, he's not a leader, or he's in complete illusion. It's an absolute misunderstanding of the system. But, as we mentioned in the beginning, it's not that they're not sincerely making this mistake.
Yeah.
You know, they really think that by doing this, you will have something really solid. The people around the world will look and go, yes, this guy's fabulous. You know, they have such a great administration, great bureaucracy and all that, and all that. I want to join this mission. I want to give, you know, surrender my life, follow the four regular principles because they have a fabulous bureaucracy. You know, but if you're seeing, you know, they're taking that from the Capitol Hill in America, then who's the devotee because of that? You know, no one because if that was the case, or because money, you know, if it was, then all the members of Congress would all be pure devotees, because you don't get much more bureaucratic than that. You know, all the billionaires would be pure devotees. You know, because it's happening. If that's what makes pure devotion, they would already be. It's kind of like you're going along and all this, and you know, the guy going, "Don't keep your business full ahead. How come you're not? We have this opportunity. Why you're not taking? Because if I take that step, I'll step on the thing. I'll become a pure devotee, and I don't want to give up all these mundane things. You know, I'm attached to them, so therefore I stay below the you know, their required limit. You know, 10 billion. As soon as you get 11, that's it. You know. Hair falls off, you have a ponytail in the back of your head, you know, so, you know, it's weird. You just wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror and
Well, this was my next question, actually.
About
bureaucracy.
I'm going to say is that how it means you don't have to shave your head, it'll just happen naturally.
Every morning.
Yeah, just you wake up in the morning, yes. That Purima feel.
So, what happens right now, that the devotees actually are inspired by the classes.
Yes.
But the bureaucracy discourages them because they have to go through the system, which is, you know, it's okay, it's short, but still it's...
Then explain. You know. Then put something on the front. Why it's there, what it's doing, why it's doing. Because with knowledge, then people are... It's ignorance that they don't know. So it's ignorant, they can't tell what it is, therefore. So if that's it, you explain what's going on and why these things are done. And exactly what they do. Because it doesn't matter to us. It's not that it's a secret thing that, you know, only if they don't know, then... Means, in other words, ignorance makes it all happen and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that. So it's about knowledge. It's just we have to do these things, especially if you're going in a direction because you have the degrees and this and that. So there has to be something that's there that's an accountable. If they just want to do Krishna consciousness, then I say these guys. I was wondering if it was going to go in your direction. Yeah, he started over here. They just go.
He always goes to those.
Yeah.
I think they feel the energy.
Yeah, he has.
It's that. Like magnet.
Yeah. You take that, just kind of drop it on the ground so it'll fall off. It'll just wander off. Keta? Keta-poka? Yeah. But these ones are funny. When they're young, you touch them, they'll roll up into a little thing. But when they get older, they couldn't care less. Because no one's ever bothered them.
Wow.
You know, no one can eat them. They're terrible. I once saw, I think a frog or some other, I think a frog and once a bird. They grab them, as soon as they hit their tongue, they spit them out. You know, they just and the guy just wanders on, just walks off. So it's like, nobody's going to bother.
Yeah.
So when they get older, they get big. Like this one's like looks like a teenager. And they get big. If you touch them like that, they just kind of keep walking.
Experience.
Yeah, yes. So it's just a matter of explaining the system and figuring out where those anxieties are and then how to explain them and like that. And as you said, keep them as simple as possible. But point is you can't get around, when you have an institution, you can't get around bureaucracy. You have to have it, you know. Because previously you didn't need it because everyone's a shukidar, so you told them once and it worked, you know. So, but nowadays there's not a, you know, some kind of document or that you don't know. You know, so it's like if you wanted to have a final test, just ask them to explain this verse. And you can see if their realization is they can understand the difference between primary and secondary, and their faith is in the primary and how the secondary connects, you know that they've passed. It doesn't matter how many shlokas, how much they've done, how much they've written, this and that, how, it doesn't matter. If they know this, that's what we're trying to get. If they don't know that, they miss the point. So, but if you do that, people freak out. Like I remember once before, we had one, he, you know, worked in the Pujari department, came, he didn't catch the point. And so he says, no, no, it's like this, you have to do, so you have to, you know, this is what you're looking for, and so you need, if you'd like, you can rewrite it and improve the grade, otherwise the grade is going to sound like this. And his whole thing is, oh, because I'm not good at English, you're looking at my English, and you're not understanding this and that. You know, and so, you know, he was very upset. No, it's just you're not catching the point. You know, you may have memorized the things, you know, the review questions, but you're not catching the point of the essay. And so then he, you know, after a short time dropped out. So you're going to have that. You know, if people who are accustomed to the ascending, and this is descending. So then for us, we just do descending all the way through. And at some point, it clicks. The VTE was designed for those who went to the ascending schools. You know, it was specially meant for those who went to university. Because those who only went up to 12th grade couldn't care less. Because they didn't learn anything anyway. You know, you see those devotees that joined before they went to university, they couldn't care less about that stuff. Some of them who are real young and other people tell them that they're stupid because they don't have a degree, then, yeah, so if you want to listen to that stupid, then yes, it is stupid. So, distracting myself.
Ascending and descending.
Yes, and so the idea was is it uses the modern methods until so that they're comfortable. But what's not written into it, that I can only see now as we're talking about it, there was never anything written into it how to switch them to the descending process of thinking. And that's why you see in these modern, these present-day things, where they're saying, using in their classes, there's no absolute, there's no reality, there's no authority, there's no this and that. So it's completely impersonal, you know, left-wing kind of socialistic philosophy. You know, it's just like straight off of those left wing news. You know, what is it? CNN. It is straight off of there. You know, so they're not after 40 years, or less, that's 30 years, starting in the 90s. Why haven't they come up with a more advanced, or they have an entry thing where it uses that, but it switches over to the descendant. So that means as an institution, you know, a Krishna conscious institution, and from the teaching point of view, they've actually failed. You know, they teach things, but they haven't trained people how to think as the tradition shows. So it's a failure. And then they're becoming more and more entrenched in that mentality is the mentality. So that's the thing. The wrong is always more, it's just like, you know, they say, Christians technically are supposed to be Jews. They're just Reformed Jews.
Reformed Jews, yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time as they're anti-Jew. So the same time as more you go to the left, they become anti of the other side. You know? So that's the things that go. They will try to block anything else other than, you see, they try to get control. The Vedic thing is just, Lord Chaitanya, how many schools were there in Navadvipa? Thousands. Yeah. But here's the one school. But the point is they can't manage it, they can't run it, and you won't get the taste you were talking about. You know, because the teacher keeps changing the methods, how they do changes, this, that. You know, at time they'll try to control that, and then with time it says you don't need to have senior people teach you, just have the new botanist teach you, and as long as they appreciate it, then they're cool.
Was it time?
No, I just checked it.
Yesterday, when we tried to...
Flies when you're having fun.
We tried to explain, inspired by you, the ascending within descending.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's quite difficult,
right,
with everybody. Although we address a trained kind of audience, it's the fifth year,
yes,
and you know, more than like, yeah, almost 70% went through the previous years.
Right, yeah.
It's not new people.
Right.
So we gave an example how Srila Prabhupada gives Bhagavan feature first, which is the top,
mm-hmm,
and all inclusive. And then explains Brahman, Paramatma, and then comes back Bhagavan.
Yes.
So naturally I ask the audience, how would you explain? And they say, of course, we would start from Brahman, then go to Paramatma, then go to Bhagavan. So that example, how it's ascending within descending, and how Srila Prabhupada, you know, perfectly explained it,
yeah,
they got. But I tried to go a little further, trying to explain how prema descends to bhava,
right,
and then bhava descends to shraddha,
mm-hmm,
and then go up. That finished. Everybody was like, what? And then after class, some people came to me and said, they said the first example was kind of ringing. But the second, what was the second example about?
Yeah.
Because I can see why. Because that process from shraddha to prema is always explained as ascending, as a yoga ladder, this, that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And nobody actually mentions that it is
the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and generally you see the acharyas, when they mention it once.
Yeah.
But, because otherwise it is difficult. But the point is, you can bring out is, where does the power come from? Why does Shraddha have power? Why does Shraddha have the power to bring you up to Sadhu Sangha? That has the power to bring you up. Where's the power coming from?
Mm-hmm.
What's below Shraddha? Is Agyata Sukriti.
Yeah.
What's below that? You know, animals. You know. So you can't say it's that. So that power has to be coming from that side. It's
like, now we'll go to them. In this book, the Dharma, Prabhupada explains the connection from Shraddha to Prema, how it's moving. In very, like, in one paragraph, it's, I think after.
It's coming?
It's coming.
Oh, okay.
After
okay.
A few pages, then. Because
this goes for this goes for a few pages, or is just in another
verse? No, this is for this verse.
Okay.
For next, like, almost 10, 15 verses, this book, in this book, Prabhupada writes.
Right.
So, like, in one paragraph, it just summarizes things move like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Earlier, I was like, also, I have the same opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's not explained, so that's very difficult, and you see.
No, that's the thing. As we go and we find out more and more and understand more and more the technical presentation of this and the law, any of these things, the more you go back into Prabhupada's purport, it's right there.
Yeah.
And it's so obvious.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's written in such a way as if you don't understand that, you still get benefit. That's what's so perfect about it. Everybody, means the neophyte to the Paramahamsa, they will all benefit from Prabhupada's purport. Because you can say, but it's this basic thing, why would it be? But how succinct and exact and how practical. Like I mentioned, that one pandit in the Sri line, big pandit, then he said that, I think it's that one of those verses, maybe, you know, the devotee is the best yogi or something.
And
I think it was that. I think one of those verses, Is that 11:55 or
no? That's 6:47.
6:47 and 11:55. What's that?
That those engage in
devotion. Yes. Yes.
Karma.
Yeah, and it's. I think it's also there included, isn't it? That means all processors are included in bhakti or something. Oh, okay. Well, whatever. It's one of these kind of crucial verses. That he said Ramanujacharya gave a 26-page purport to explain it. You know, and very exact, everything. Everything's, you know, beautifully written and everything's included. And then he was talking to the devotee. He said, and the same exact explanation is given by Srila Prabhupada in his Gita in half a page. He was saying is that that's incredible. So everything that Ramanuja says is in that purport, in half a page. You know, and Ramanuja's will be very technical and, you know, all these sort of things. So that's the founder of Charya. So he can say, that's why Bhaktivinoda says all Sampradayas can gain from understanding the Gaudiya. Their own Siddhanta will be clear. We can explain, you know, Sri Madhavendra Bhagavan more clearly than they will understand. Because we can show it up to Krishna, they can really take it up to their level, you know, Parampadam basically. Just which flavor of Parampadam, whether it's more sweetness or more of this. Yeah. One of the ways you can also look at is, okay, like this, you know, going back to our cooking. Right. Okay, we're going to have a special program, right? A special dinner, okay? And you're inviting over very specific people, right? Okay, so in that process of that arranging that dinner, where are you going to start? Are you going to start off, we don't know anything about the dinner, we're going to start about ingredients. You know, and then, okay, you can cook these ingredients in this way and this and that. And then, you know, and that, then you could, you know, then therefore make this preparation that can work for this dinner. Or you're going to start with, we're going to have this dinner with these people, therefore we're going to cook these preps, we need these ingredients. So therefore, Bhagavan, Paramatma, Brahman. It starts, it goes that way. Anybody who knows what they're doing, it starts the other way. That's the thing, is we naturally do what we're supposed to do if we're being practical. Because these other things, those are for those who are not. But you know, it's just like you're trying to explain to someone. You know what it is, but you start at the bottom, you have to connect them. But the first thing is to connect what you know is the final down to them first. Then you start from there and show them how to get there. That's what we tend to leave out. We don't show that final. We start from here and take it up. No, start from what you're trying to get. Then show them how to get there. That's the whole purpose.
Yeah, in this part, with like Prabhupada explains about first how, you know, knowing about the Lord's name, form, qualities and pastime is the highest goal. Knowing and engaging finally. And then he brings out, Shraddha is nothing but having some interest and faith about hearing and chanting of the holy name.
Wow, so exciting.
Then you associate with devotees, develop more and engage. And when you are seriously want only that and nothing else, that's when you are engaged in the process of anartha and everything. And in fact, the Guru's instructions and actually the diksha process whole becomes dynamic only at anartha and everything. Before we are chanting, but it's not. Only when we want to remove anarthas, then we are finally, like, we start hearing Guru's instructions and then we are engaging dynamically in the process. That's why anartha nivritti happens and the nishtha comes. From then on, again, it moves like very. He doesn't explain from nishtha much, he just says it moves.
Yeah, because after that, then is that people go strange. So, very, very, very important. See, it's just, that's the things, you have to connect it, and then once you bring what's there down to them so they see it as a goal, you know, it's just like when you're doing, means when we're looking at things, we go sambandha abhideya and prayojana, but the mind goes sambandha prayojana abhideya. Right? Means you know who you are, you know what the goal is. And if you can't get it, you show the goal, who you are, then you can work. But until you know the goal, you can't work. You know? Does that make sense? So if they know who they are, then you show the goal. If they don't know, you show them, you show them the goal, then show who they are in connection with the goal. So the idea is the goal always is what everything's connected with. So just like for us, everything goes, is what's the goal? It's Krishna's pleasure. What's the pleasure? Ladini Shakti. So therefore, what do we do? We assist the Ladini Shakti. That's the uniqueness of what we're doing. So, yes.
Last thing. Also, the main confusion comes from our own mix of jnana and karma within the process. We think Shraddha to Prema is ascending mainly because we have a conception of jnana and karma within how the process moves. Like that's what is very thoroughly
powered
in the whole Sandarbha.
Uh-huh.
But the Sandarbha only, like the first section at least, deals with only this. Removing any flavors of karma and jnana within our understanding of
that. Yeah, because Prabhupada explains this.